On Mondays, we like to step out on the ledge a bit and take a look ahead at what's to come at the state capitol. Joining me to do that today is Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Howie, good morning, and I want to start with an issue that could be called the kickball bill. Mandatory recess in schools, huh?
The belief is that if kids actually get out and do unstructured play, maybe they'll actually sit quietly for a few hours in the afternoon, as opposed to fidgeting in their seats, looking out the window, and doing everything I did in third grade.
You and me both. So the issue of electronic billboards has been a big one in the state over the past number of years, sort of this ongoing dialogue, I guess you could call it, between advertisers and the astronomy community. This has been an effort, especially in the northwest part of the state. Tell us about what's coming up on this issue now.
Well, several years ago, the legislature passed a bill saying we'll allow electronic billboards everywhere, which was designed to overturn a Court of Appeals decision. Governor Brewer vetoed that and said, wait a second, you know we have a few telescopes here. So they had a deal that it's essentially cut a swath of Arizona from probably about Gilbert straight west to Yuma and said, that's safe. Everything north and south and east of that is off limits. Well, there's a company up in the Havasu City area that says, well, wait about us. What about us? And so they've decided to push a bill by Sonny Borelli to say we're going to have an area that's going to stretch essentially from Hoover Dam east toward past Kingman and then south past Havasu City that would be available for these electronic billboards. It's unclear whether that's acceptable to the astronomy community up in Flagstaff or whether they think the light pollution is going to hurt them.
Anybody who has driven here for any amount of time knows that telltale sound of a rock hitting their windshield, chipping their auto glass. And insurance policies in this state have free windshield replacement. But it sounds like there is a bill that would change that. It has passed through committee. How does it look like that has has momentum to keep moving?
Well, this is a tricky one. Anytime you're dealing with auto insurance, Arizona is one of the states where you can buy zero deductible glass coverage because we have a lot of roads that seem to have a lot of gravel on them. I can't tell you why. You'll have to ask the gravel companies. The insurance companies want the ability to say, no, we're not going to offer that. And the issue is sort of an abuse that happens. I mean, you see the ads all the time. You know, come in. We'll fix your windshield if you have insurance. And even if you have $100 deductible, don't worry, you won't pay it. And we'll give you 6 steak dinners. Well, you know somebody's ripping off somebody there, and the insurance companies want to see if they can curtail that.
In a situation like that, why wouldn't lawmakers go after those companies who are offering those steak dinners as opposed to just doing away with the coverage that a lot of Arizonans probably use?
Essentially, it comes down to a freedom of choice. For example, if I have collision coverage and my car's in a wreck, I don't necessarily have to go to where my insurance company says. I can go to different places for the same category. Now, the question is, could an insurance company say we're only going to pay at certain places? Perhaps, but those sort of bills have also failed in the past.
Howie, before I let you go, I want to ask you about a measure that will be coming up in committee this week, which would basically exempt Prop 105. That's the Voter Protection Act, and essentially ask voters to do away with that. Does that seem to have the votes to move this year?
There have been various efforts since the Voter Protection Act was passed in 1998 to repeal it or to at least trim it. The only thing that's really been done at this point is voters did agree that if somebody proposed an initiative with some new costs, that there actually be some sort of levy or tax to pay for it. That's part of that whole argument that's going to be with Prop 206. Is there a levy or tax needed for it? I'm not quite sure that voters are ready to say, no, we think that legislators should be able to second guess us, because that's really what it comes down to. Now, the question of whether legislators should have a little more flexibility if something works out badly, that's a closer question. But there are a lot of people saying, if it's really that bad, put it back on the ballot.
That's Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
Well, I'm going to go watch these people and see what damage they can cause today.
We just